Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all try a wine that is undoubtedly not from Willamette Valley in Oregon, known as Illawan Pinot Noir. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by an illustrious panel who will be here in 15 minutes. But until they get here, I have Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
I'm glad to be here.
For at least 15 minutes. And also, folks, the Triple B.
Good evening.
Yes. On tonight's show, we have a wine that is... You know, it's there.
It is a wine.
It is a Petite Sirah. It's a Petite Sirah, right?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is it? Oh, it's a Pinot
Noir.
It's a Pinot Noir. Could have fooled me. And it's also, I believe, a winery.
I'm going to ask this question.
Yes.
And you're not. Does it have anything besides Pinot in it?
Well, I'll get to that. Anyway, we have a wine, I believe, that is subject of litigation. Partly because it's been sued, I do believe, by Oregon winemakers. Possibly. I think it's this company.
Yeah?
Yeah. And this winery is Illawan. It's Oregon. And Oregon in air quotes. I believe it's bottled in California, but they buy grapes from vineyards in Oregon and then make it and then name it Oregon. I think what the problem they have is the ones that are Willamette Valley. They get really pissed at them calling it Willamette Valley because they don't actually do the processing and whatnot there.
Yes.
And buying stuff there. But that still is grapes from Willamette Valley, so I'm not sure what the hell their problem is. I've seen this wine referred to as a Mayomi clone.
Perfect.
Maybe I referred to them as that. I don't know.
Well, it's the Mayomiization of this.
Yes, the Mayomiization.
That's a reference.
Mm-hmm.
What was the lawsuit? Can we discuss that?
Yeah,
I believe there was winemakers in Willamette Valley were pissed off that they were using the term, calling it themselves a Willamette Valley Pinot Noir when their winery does not reside in Willamette Valley.
They were ruled to pull the AVA specific labeling.
And I believe you'll find on this wine, there is no AVA specific labeling.
No, it just says Oregon.
Says Oregon.
And it used to say Willamette.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
So, would you say if you had a bottle of this with Willamette on it, that it would be a collector's item?
I would not say that.
You might say it's a talking point.
Yes.
It's something interesting.
Yes.
A fun fact.
But yes. Maybe you were being a little harsh in anticipation of this wine.
It's kind of like if you had a baseball card that someone had in like a, you have like those air ones.
Yeah.
Where someone writes dumb fucker across someone's forehead.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. Moreover.
Kind of.
Yeah. Kind of. I mean.
The dumb fucker card would probably have more value.
Yeah. I mean, Scott File, you can buy that right now. It's Topps. But still.
I wish I had a Topps baseball card.
And if it did, it would say dumb fucker on it. But still.
Yeah. 10,000 comedians.
Yeah. But
you're on an early roll tonight.
I know. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Fangs out. So, folks, we are going
off-air
to take...
topics of discussion. We've got a fire under this lad's bottom.
Nothing has ever stopped a fire from burning within my heart. It's my Latin side.
Uh-huh.
That's right. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed Taxi Driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So, the 2000 and something, 2017.
Something.
Fresh off the press.
Something.
Is this the 17?
Yeah.
Oh, 17. The juice has not even fermented yet. Elewon.
I think you all are really flattering it. I think that until we taste it, you should call it Eloyuan.
Eloyuan.
Yeah. Well, it's their the Eloyuan Petite Sir. No. Pinot Noir.
What this to be something other than what it is?
Well, it looks
it's
like Petite Sirah.
See through it. Jeez.
It is the darkest Pinot we've had on the show.
That's the joke.
It's one of the darkest wines. I mean, it's black.
It's
yeah. I mean, it's besieged black. I wonder if it'll taste like besieged. Anyway,
it still has a purple hue. It's at just very edge. Dense for it's very dense for Pinot.
Well, either one, folks. There's no reviews. However. They belong to a wine conglomerate. And
there's
it,
no reviews?
No.
Not for the 17.
No. The winery conglomerate has a few illustrious, you know, members. Quilt is one of them, and nobody out there has heard of that. It's on many Kroger shelves and not has been bought by anybody. There's also Baron, which we like an awful
like.
Lot. And then the rest of them weren't memorable, so there's only two that you'd know, maybe. So, but anyway, the
did you look at the label for Quilt?
I did.
What does it look like? A quilt?
And it says Quilt on it. I didn't look at it that close. I mean, it's like $50.
Yeah.
I'm really? Not gonna buy
that. That's a higher price.
Yeah.
If it's $50, why would you name a quilt?
Why? Well, I mean, why would you name this conglomerate Copper Cane Wine Club? That's what they named it, folks.
It's
Copper
Quilt.
Fucking Cane Wine Club. How? I mean. Just think about this. When they did a brainstorming, okay, to try to figure out the name here, imagine the names they didn't choose. I mean, it's like,
right.
Oh, let's see, Bukkake Bathtub Wine Stick? No. That was
Humpty Dumpty Brick Wall.
Oh. One of my favorite things that we read on wine websites is when we drink a really shitty, cheap wine, and they're like, we named it after our mom. I'm like, what?
Ooh,
what is wrong with God. You,
and with,
people?
And with that, the ATM wine connection?
Stop.
No? Damn it.
But you read Jeff that all the
Rowe,
time.
Will you bring out the horse yeah. Heavenly Hills Pinot Noir?
The Bareback Boutique Wine.
Next.
Damn it. All these things keep failing. How about Copper Cane Wine Club? Oh, shit, man. That's a fantastic name.
It's not offensive to anybody.
Copper Cane? Well, that, you know,
let's
that
see
means.
If we drink this, how offensive it really is.
I think the Bareback Wine Boutique would have been best, or Bareback Boutique. I think if I owned a wine shop, no. Although I would rename Steve Bodie's wine shop that. Just get a placard and put it up on front. They'd just walk and see Bareback Boutique. And, you know, there'd be Steve Bodie and be like, shit, be great.
Somewhere Steve Bodie's like, why didn't I think of that?
He just ran outside and looked up to make sure I didn't do it. Is what it amounts to.
Well,
and Steve Bodie, go fuck yourself. So
I was waiting on that.
Well, you don't have to wait very long.
I wonder which side of the Oregon liquor control versus Copper Cane Wines and Provisions argument he's on.
Mm. Well, probably the liquor control, because he's a bit up his own ass. If you've ever read his stuff, and I haven't, but
well,
I skimmed it.
We've read them on air.
Yeah, we did, but we skimmed it.
Something interesting to me is if you were in France, Spain,
mm-hmm.
Italy,
yeah.
You would never have gotten away with it for a day.
No, they actually would have. They would have executed you.
Yeah, I was going to say, they would have burned your wine right down.
And rightfully so. Well, not in Spain, because they wouldn't have gotten around to it. That's
yeah,
right.
They would have been doing their siesta.
Yes, day-long
yeah,
siesta.
Yeah, but it's just interesting to me that he even tried it.
Who? Steve?
L-O-U-N. They tried to get away with putting Willamette Valley on there.
Well, they do get their damn grapes from Willamette Valley. I mean, I don't think that that's
so
that
completely.
Bad.
You think it's 100%? Percent source from Willamette, or do you think they got some grapes?
Yes.
The true issue is with the labels.
That is true.
He wasn't labeling the wines as from the AVA. He was mentioning it on the back label.
Yeah.
That they were sourced there, and they're really giving him shit over that. Mm-hmm. That's You know, I'm not sure that I'm not on Wagner's side on this.
Well, let me just say, let's just talk about where this wine is made.
Maybe he's just a jerk.
Let's just talk about where this wine is made. And I don't know how big the Willamette Valley is, but this wine is sourced from three different spots that are on the north, the central, and the south of the west coast of Oregon.
Say that again.
That's a long fucking drive in the big valley. I mean, that's a really big valley.
Say it again.
I know it's not that big. Well, it's in the northwest Oregon.
Okay.
Then west central hills in Oregon. And the southwestern Oregon area.
What?
So I would say that that's Umpqua, Rogue, and Willamette. Well, not in that order, in the opposite.
But you know what's funny? They don't name any of them by name.
Well, it's plus they're in trouble right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're reading from the website. I thought you were reading about Willamette Valley. I'm like, that's not a valley if it's like all the entire coast of Oregon.
No, that's a fucking canyon right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me just read a little bit about what they talk about here about themselves.
Okay.
I would talk about their winemaking philosophy, but it involves a goat's head and some weird stuff with your cousin. But nevertheless, when we ventured up to Oregon, because they weren't there, we just drove up there one day. One of the world's renowned regions for Burgundian varietal wines, we really liked what we saw. I bet you did. A vision quickly took shape. We would mislabel wines from California as... Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what they wrote. Okay. Let me start again. From the beginning, our goal with the Idawan was simple. To produce Oregon Pinot Noir and Chardonnay that reflect Oregon's maritime regions. To do so, we bring together fruit from three distinct terrains that we can no longer name because of litigation purposes. I'm sorry. Along Oregon's premier western vineyards, which originally were named, but we can't name them now, which harmonize beautifully when blended as one. Okay. The diversity of these districts, along with a lengthy growing season, create wines with intense structure while maintaining a vibrant acidity that sets them apart from other wines. We also use dye. What? Okay. Nevertheless. So... in the glass, folks, this does not look like Pinot Noir. I think if you've picked up on any of my remarks, this does not look like Pinot Noir. It looks like Syrah or Petite Syrah.
Yeah, it's dark.
I
have a bottle of Syrah back there decanting. This looks like that.
It's the same.
So in this whole dispute over Elohim not being an Oregon wine, mm-hmm. one of the things that are suggested is that he's using techniques that are legal in California, but not legal in Oregon.
Yeah.
Such
that
as?
He is adding
Purple Death.
California grapes or additives that enhance color or texture, i.e.
Purple Death.
Yeah.
Joe Wagner denies he's doing either.
Think about that stuff happening in France or Italy.
They would
seriously burn your vineyard down.
Well.
No, there's no way. You're not allowed to call anything champagne that's not grown in the region, and then Americans call everything bubbly champagne.
Yeah, but normally they save all the burning for witches. So.
That is crazy. So how did he word it? What did they add?
Well, this is just a synopsis of the article. Oh,
Meiomi adds kind of a syrupy Syrah. That's one thing that they're known for. So I would assume Elohim does the same thing.
Some of the crap they add is like fish guts and stuff.
Well, what is... So I'm reading an article from the Wine Spectator. And it talks about that he's using grape stock from Umpqua and Rogue AVAs that are just fruitier wines or sweeter wine. They are different than Willamette. And, you know, for me, the rules are what the rules are. He's not labeling the wine as from Willamette.
Well, he was giving misleading information.
Okay, but is he really buying grape stock from Willamette Valley? If so, why can't he say that?
Because he's fruity. I understand why you're, on his side, but still. Let's move along.
Has these wide open rules.
Yeah.
If he's not saying this is an AVA specific wine,
Scott, do you want to know the real reason?
You want to know something else?
What?
The state representative that's involved in this, he owns stock in Willamette Valley Vineyards.
Does he?
He does.
Wow, that's a shocker. But you know the real reason why he isn't allowed to use those things? Because he's a dick. So let's go.
Let's go look at his picture.
Well, since I'm on a wine program.
He looks like he is 18 years old and grew facial hair so he would stop getting carded at bars. Yeah.
That's
doesn't
true.
He?
Well, he could drink
his own stuff. He resembles a friend of the group that might live in Chicago.
Oh, you think?
I do.
I can see that. That's funny.
Well, anyway.
The show.
In the glass, this is not Pinot.
It just isn't.
It isn't. It's purpley, inky, dark, dense stuff. It looks like some of the Jokers that we've had from Caneros. Like there's been a few that we've had on the show that maybe have aired as you heard this, or maybe haven't. But they are not Pinot in appearance. On the nose.
It's got some Pinot funk to it.
It's a briar patch.
It's got some Pinot funk.
You smell Pinot funk?
I can't get to it. I just am smelling grapes. I'm having a hard time on the nose smelling anything.
Well, I think it's a jammy nose.
It is a jammy nose, but there is.
I'm not
my
smelling
first,
funk.
My first aroma was Pinot funk. It's back there. It's just.
You're just smelling Nicaragua.
Did we say where this came from?
Everywhere.
No, where you all bought it?
Store.
Yeah.
And how
Where'd
much?
You get it? It's $20.
Yeah, it's $20. I think it was post off to like $17.99.
All right.
And do you think the fact that we can't find reviews means that this is exclusive and we got this wine?
Well, the 16 got 88 from the Enthusiast, and it was one of their best buys.
By the way, 88 from the Enthusiast is not very good. James Suckling has not reviewed this yet. No.
Do you think it's because they couldn't find it because it's so exclusive?
No, they have provided me a bottle. However, seeing that it is not from Chile, I have declined to review the Edouard. Although, I do believe it might be from Willamette Valley, so I might taste it soon. Perhaps on my master class. But I don't do it for free.
That's right. I think James is...
What?
Saying that he's above this.
Yeah,
Mr. Suckling, question. Do you think you're above Elouan?
I am above everything.
Question. Do you think people don't want to review this because they're afraid to take sides in the drama?
Are you asking James Suckling or are you asking Rob the Wine Guy?
Both.
James Suckling would say, I'm above this. And I would say, I'm above this. So let's move on. All right, I'm going to drink it.
You're a brave soul. We're looking for a reaction.
I feel like we should wait.
We're watching.
He's not grimaced yet.
He's focused.
He's not happy.
He's not happy.
Eye roll.
He's not happy. Hey, Mikey, he doesn't like it. Oh.
There's been two eyebrow raises. He's going to give it, I'm just predicting his score for the end, an 83.
It's better than Mayomi. It's better than that lousy shit that Zach Brown Band did. But it doesn't taste like Pinot. Well, it doesn't taste a lot like Pinot.
See if my score holds up until the end.
I think people would love the way this tastes. Not Pinot drinkers or wine drinkers, but people that just are casual drinkers that want to spend a lot. You can tell...
Is that oak on the end?
It's got a little tinge of oak.
Yep.
I couldn't smell it at all.
Peppery.
Yeah, it's peppery. In a restaurant, glass pours, people would love this. I mean, there's so many different... This is made to sell, not made to impress.
Yeah.
Did
you take a bite to get rid of the flavor in your mouth?
Yep.
I just had that thought, too.
Not my favorite.
I
agree with what you're saying. It's annoying. This one annoys me. When Pinot,
good Lord.
Your palate, the first thing on your palate shouldn't be pepper.
Well, you know what? I don't mind pepper. What I don't like, I normally would love. And folks, this is all about what Pinot should be. And remember,
yes,
we're talking about the Olympic scale, not what this wine tastes. As a matter of fact, if you're drinking it as a drinker, it's quite nice. I mean, it's soft and it has a very, very juicy mouthfeel that's borderline viscous. But a Pinot shouldn't have that. It does have a bright pepperiness. And what is that? Well, there's currant. Yeah. There's
It's just not Pinot Noir.
No, it's it doesn't taste like Pinot. Let's just now. This is the thing, Scott. If we took the label off there and just called it red wine drink, all right,
like a red blend. Yeah,
yeah. That's what I
because that's what this is.
Put this as some kind of red blend.
There's no way this is a Pinot unless they left it on the in the grape for a very know what I mean.
It does have Pinot in there on the front. And towards the finish, it is definite Pinot flavor. You can tell a Pinot from a mile away by its characteristics that I taste right there. But and that normally what I would akin to that would be a slight herbaceousness with a bit of cherry. That's the only way I can describe the Pinot flavor. The problem is that Pinot flavor then is dressed up with 10,000 other layers of lacquer, and those layers, they don't taste bad in general. They just don't belong in a Pinot. It's like, yeah, there's a Chevy driving down the road, and someone has put a wing from an F1 car on it. They don't belong on so it's not a Corvette. And I'm talking about a Malibu. Not really gonna help it. Oh look. It has a $10,000 wing on it. It's made of carbon fiber. Yeah, but it's a fucking Malibu, you know?
Yeah.
They don't belong there.
It
tastes good, but it's not a Pinot, and it says it's a Pinot. This is a quandary in a lot of ways. And for me, you're not really accomplishing anything by drinking it other than getting drunk. Because you're not experiencing a Pinot, and you're also paying $20 for it.
What's the oak at the end? What do you think it is? A French oak?
I'm sure it's French oak.
It has a light char, right? Like it has the light toasty char.
A little toasty. Mm. I think that's where that has to be where the pepper is coming from. That's just so pervasive on the front.
Well,
palate.
French
it has
oak,
to be from the oak.
A little bit of spice. This is not, the best analogy. This is a person that says they like coffee and put 10 packets of sugar in it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I love coffee. No, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, but the Pinot and the coffee.
They coffee and they drink like a Frappuccino.
Yeah, but this is still Pinot except for the fact that they dump the whole thing of cream and sugar in it. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what it is at that point.
Yeah.
Not that this is necessarily sweet. It is fruity. There's a residual sugar quotient to it, which makes it palatable. But you know what? It has the same mouth feel as like Annabella. It's not nearly as good as Annabelle.
It's not as good as Annabelle.
But it has the same mouthfeel as that. But that was a Zin.
Yeah.
I mean,
a Zin blend.
Yeah. This has a very, very soft approach that is like a Zin blend with perhaps a little bit of a nice soft cab.
That is my thought on this. Yeah. If I would have to guess what this was, I would have thought it was some type of Zin blend with some cab and maybe some type of other Italian varietal in there. Yeah. And I would have said it was from like Amador.
Well, I would say, depends on how you drink it. Like that drink I took.
I didn't
focus on the front palate as much. Yeah. And I think I would have agreed with you. However, on other takes, I can pick up the Pinot like that.
Yeah.
But not every time. I also got busted in the mouth by the middle child, so I have a busted lip, so that's nice. So I'm trying not to keep the wine away from the busted part, because it stings a little bit.
Oh my gosh. Beaten up by your children again.
My forehead?
What happened there?
The shit bird. Same shit bird.
Tonka truck?
Mm-mm.
Army man.
His hands.
Yeah, he doesn't need weapons.
No, he is a weapon.
It's true.
His little freaking claws. He's a vicious little bastard.
How did he get hold of you?
I was playing basketball with Henry. And so I was kneeling down and we were playing basketball. William came up and tackled me. And then I had him in a headlock because he was trying to stab me or something. I don't know. And then he clawed me. But then later...
So one could argue it was self-defensive part of a fight.
But he started it, and I was defending myself.
He's three!
I did have him in a chokehold, but that's neither here nor there.
He's three!
Yeah, I know, but he's a precocious three. And then I had him up there trying to get him to take his clothes off to take a bath. And, you know, one thing led to another, and he headbutts me in the mouth. So I was bleeding from that. That was nice. You know. But this wine, though, back to it. It's just such a...
I think discussing William's behaviors is much more interesting than this.
This wine is interesting in a few facets of the fact that you just don't really know how to take it. Because from an Olympic standpoint, it isn't really Pinot.
Not really close.
But
I think...
I mean, but
your depiction that the cherry and the herbaceousness... I'll give you the cherry... Herbaceousness?
No, I'm saying that's the flavor of Pinot that you normally see. And you see wisps of that occasionally. I don't get it every time. I get it actually as it wastes away, and what's left over is that. But
I'll give it to you. It's drinkable, but what is it? You know? For most people, Meiomi's drinkable.
This is so much better than Meiomi.
It is.
Simply because of the lack of residual sugar.
Yeah.
A serious question. To me, this tastes like a wine that if you had a couple, like if we split two or three bottles of it,
yeah,
you would have a headache the next day.
You mean you think it's a little boozy?
I get that feeling. No, you have a feeling that it's doctored and it's going to be
full of stuff
that's going to cause anger.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it perfumey, but it has a slight booziness to it. Yeah.
I'm not going to drink anymore. Yeah.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. Some wines do taste a little bit too, I don't know what the word would be, not fancy pants, just, I don't know. Pinot.
Doctored isn't the right word, but something, you know what I mean? Jazzy. Something along that line.
It's slightly jazzy in a certain sense, but not in a good way. But this wine doesn't have anything objectionable, per se. It's just not Pinot.
Yeah, I don't.
And it's not
a form of Pinot. That's what's objectionable to me. It's annoying.
I don't want it to be a form of Pinot. You know, I don't want people to associate this with Pinot. If people don't like Pinot, then don't drink Pinot. But don't doctor Pinot so people, you know, anybody will like it. You want more? Yeah. I mean, we're drinking it.
I'm not.
But I see the objection now.
Well, yeah.
I object to this.
Well, I mean, it's... They're like, well, why isn't your wine like Ilawan? Because we don't bullshit it.
I think we should revert to my pronunciation.
Well, I don't even know
Ilo-Yuen.
Ilo-Yuen, yeah. I'll just call it Yuen. No. Ann.
Yuen gonna pay 20 for this?
You did.
Excellent.
Yuen did, yeah. Well, I don't know. I just...
We had to do this eventually just because it's out there, the controversy, and... People do like this.
I understand they would. Because it's a fake form of Pinot. And it looks good in the glass. Yeah. And it's fruity. But it still has a little bit of a upscale jazziness to it that they might like. That none of it resembles Pinot. But I get why they think it feels good in the glass and looks good in the glass. And
you know who I want to hear from on this?
What?
I want to hear the Pinot file.
Oh...
You can't. He's on house arrest right now.
Becky, well, I was gonna say, can you do his voice, Becky?
No, I like the Pinophile.
I want to hear what he has to say
Rob
about
is
this.
The Pinophile hater. I love that his name is the Prince of
Pinot. Okay, I'm on the show now. This is the Prince of Pinot.
I don't do a voice for
him. This is Prince of Pinot.
You should.
I don't normally do voices, but I would never do a voice for him because I have nothing but love for him.
This is the Prince of Pinot.
I'm gonna look him up when we go to the brewery.
This is the Prince of Pinot.
That's not how he talks.
I talk like this. Anyway, I'm the Prince of Pinot. This is not Pinot Noir. By the way, these house arrest ankle monitor bracelets, they chafe on your leg.
I would be interested to ask the Prince of Pinot what he thinks about the lawsuit.
Well, I like the lawsuit, although I don't like courts because they're unfair.
And whose side he comes down on?
I come down on the side of free love between anybody, any age.
Bad man.
See, what? Is he dead? Because then I feel bad.
Joseph Wagner came from Maomi.
Yes.
Well, they,
how did I miss that?
They did.
The Maomiization of.
Well, remember how he sold Maomi? And then he just came over here. I mean, Maomi didn't used to taste like toilet water. It was actually good, but I'll be honest, it tasted a little bit like this. It did. It's got the 15 taste a little bit like this. And this tastes nice, just not Pinot good.
The 15 Maomi, the last of the before the mass production, incredibly, what, it went up 75-fold in production.
Mm-hmm.
It still had a Pinot mouthfeel.
Well, here's a question, Scott. I'm gonna put this around the table. Take Pinot off the label. If it were one varietal listed on the label, what would you be most comfortable with calling it and saying, you know what, wow, that matches it the best? And then I'll tell you what the correct answer is.
I was going to say that we should give it a Pinot score.
We're going to.
And then a...
Just a drinker score.
Or a red blend score.
Well, okay, just a drinker score, yeah.
I don't know.
And the James Suckling score. Go ahead.
Syrah.
Yes, that's actually the correct answer. Becky, what were you saying? A Syrah blend, but
yeah,
primarily
Syrah.
Syrah.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, as in Syrah blend would be what I would have guessed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Coppola Cinema thought they tasted like this, but they didn't.
The more I'm drinking it, the more I am not loving the yolk, but that's not usual for me.
If you actually soaked a urinal cake in this wine... Ugh. For like 6 months, as opposed to oak, then you would have Coppola Cinema. That's the minty
ow
quality.
Ow!
We've got mint in it. No, that's ow a urinal cake.
Oh. Ow! Shit!
Ow!
I really don't like your wines.
I do think there's a little bit of a sour oak flaw in this.
Yeah, like I said,
I don't think so, because there's so much syrupy, rich fruit that it just completely washes over all that.
I have another question.
Sure. I have an answer.
Back to the lawsuit. Do you think this guy's a D-bag? And that's why people got pissed?
I know he's a D-bag.
Maybe. I think it's probably part of it.
That and they're
he's
like,
not like, well, like.
Well.
Yeah.
Which is, but listen, there's also, you know, we mock Maomi, but here's someone, and I don't know how much of the product was his or if he was just a winemaker, but there's also pettiness in that, you know, here's a group or someone involved with, but when they sold Maomi to Constellation, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They made a ass ton of money.
I think he made like in the neighborhood of $300 million.
Was it Constellation or Treasury?
It was Constellation. I just read the article.
Okay.
Yeah.
People can be petty.
But they don't like him because he's making a faux Pinot. That's actually, you could put faux in the front, put faux by Pinot, and it rhymes, and then rock it out. Faux Pinot here on the Wine Vault, and we're going to be right back as soon as we're, whatever. Here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we're going to have a brief rundown of our weekend. But one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to skip ahead of Friday night. I'm going to go to Saturday night, but I'm going to start by saying we did a bottle of Baron.
Very nice.
And I did strips on the grill. Ooh. From Aldi. Delicious. And blue cheese then. Took them in, put the blue cheese under the broiler.
Very nice.
Yeah, broiler and grill. Delicious. But the main thing is, Triple B, this is Mother's Day weekend.
You know, odd thing?
What?
That's exactly what my meal was Friday night.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Except mine was a 40-day-aged bone-in ribeye from the top.
With blue cheese on top?
With blue cheese on top and a red wine reduction. Now. It was fantastic.
The blue cheese is so good on top.
It is.
It was fantastic.
But the main point was, Triple B wanted to watch a movie.
I did.
And so
it's from the Rewatchables. We don't normally give other podcasts a shout out, but the Rewatchables is so good.
I'm a longtime fan of Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
And Wine Wars is not. But still, nevertheless, that's a shout out, right?
Shout down.
Yeah. Punching down. People are like down. Anyway, you listen to it.
Listen to us then.
It's a different show. Yeah, I know. This is a little different. You have to be kind of a dick, D-bag to want to, you know. Or someone. I've heard the term, you have to be a bag of dicks. Yeah,
so, of Wine Wars? So, one of my coworkers came to work last Monday and said, "Hey, how was your holiday weekend?" I'm like, "Holiday? Cinco de Mayo?" She said, "No. May the 4th be with you. It's a Star Wars holiday."
Yeah, don't hear. You should.
That's awful. That's awful. Well, you mentioned the Wine Wars podcast.
Well, somebody has to. So, anyway, what was I going to say? Anyway, the Triple B wanted to watch a movie. And so she wanted to watch one of your favorite actresses in her glory.
Uma.
No. Your favorite actress.
That's my favorite actress.
And what we did was, and we actually paid, because it wasn't available on Amazon Prime, we paid to watch Pretty Woman. Scott.
I love you. You don't love Julia Roberts?
He hates Julia
Roberts. I hate Julia Roberts.
That's crazy.
I don't mind her as a person. I'm sure she's a fine person.
No, you hate her as a person, too.
I hate her as an actress.
You've said this. That's what Rob said. You said you wanted her to die.
I said that one of my favorite movie moments on film is in the Sam Rockwell movie about Chuck Barris, mm-hmm. where he kills her.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoy that so much.
I love that scene.
And as a sadist,
because she's a bad person in that. Well, she's a bad, bad person in that movie.
But you hate her in everything.
No.
Yes, you do. You hated Steel Magnolias.
I did hate Steel Magnolias.
It's a wonderful movie.
She dies in that.
She does.
And he enjoys that part.
But he doesn't like it?
He likes
Steel Magnolias? No, it pisses me off.
Because?
She wasn't supposed to have children.
Oh, and she did it anyway.
And she did, and she died.
She wanted to have children, though, man. It's about...
Okay.
Yeah, it's the circle of life. We've already gone through this. Steve and I have discussed this with you. It's on an outtake, folks.
You don't think that's dumb for her to have done that?
No.
People do it all the time, though.
They do it all the time.
We all know people that make idiot decisions.
In our lives?
But that isn't. That is
in bringing, this room, we know people that make idiot decisions.
The best bringing really? Life into the world.
Could you give an example, please?
No. Although they don't listen, so I suppose.
Does it, let's see. No. Does it involve a bank?
There should be feedback on that. But.
What? I'm just whistling.
We did watch Pretty Woman. It was wonderful. And I might watch it again because we have it. We own it for like probably 50 more hours.
Oh, it's for more than
a while? I think it was for 72 hours.
That's a lot of.
Actually, I love Pretty Woman.
Do you?
Yeah.
You would love the rewatchables of it.
It's interesting. I decried. I said, you know, Amazon at their headquarters are probably like, these fuckers are renting Pretty Woman? Don't they have a VHS tape? They're like, what else are they going to fucking buy? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Grease.
Yeah. My God, we're going to get rich. Jeff Bezos, they're calling him up. Somebody's renting Pretty Woman. He's like, fuck, I'm going to finally be rich tonight. He's like, I could pay off that divorce. But that was all right. It was okay. But no, Friday night, we went to Scally's restaurant. And he had an interesting menu that night. And he always does. But one thing, wine-wise, I think Triple B mentioned it off-air, but they had a James Suckling 92 Multiple Chiano di Abruzzo.
Ooh, interesting.
Not really.
But Frank always has a wine special.
I know.
He profiles it, gives you a nice little descriptor of it, and it's never failed us yet. And you passed simply because it was James Suckling 92.
I was shocked.
It was also $35 a bottle, which is a lot for Frank. Because we
were usually in the 20s.
We went with St. Francis Old Vine Zin for 30. It was
nice.
I let Becky choose between two, Zanin and St. Francis, and they were both 30. So she picked the old St. Francis, and it was delicious, and as always it is. But Triple B did Lulu. Mm-hmm. And I did
a big
this.
Smile on her face.
It's so good. It's
describe it.
Mascarpone, tomatoes, shrimp, and crab meat. It is divine.
And you do it with gluten-free pasta.
Gluten-free pasta.
What do they do? Like rotinis? What do they do?
I think it's a penne, isn't it, Rob?
Okay. Yeah, it's a penne.
And something I like about Scally's is they had a special one time, and I asked for it with gluten-free pasta. And I guess that Scally came back and said no, that the flavor of the gluten-free pasta is corn-based, and it wouldn't mix with the dish, and vetoed it. I kind of loved that. Like,
yeah.
Well,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they totally know what they're doing.
So, total sidebar.
So good.
Keto friendly item. Real good foods. They do that pizza.
Uh huh.
They've got pasta items out now.
Really?
Yep.
What are they made out of?
Yep. You know, I didn't read that far, and they didn't give those details in their little emails.
Yeah. I bet it's chickpeas, unless it's cauliflower pasta. Mm-hmm. I saw a funny meme that was like, if cauliflower can make itself into pizza, then you can be anything you want to be.
Hello.
Like, true that.
Oops. Well, what I had was, it was like a little, they called it a coin purse pasta. So, a little
coin purse. I've had the coin purse pasta there before. It's fantastic.
Uh-huh. Well, it was mixed.
It's so thin.
Yes. Oh, so good. But
it has an appearance of almost of Chinese dumplings.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly dim sum.
But smaller.
What it looks like.
But smaller.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what
but
it looks like.
It's a coin purse is a perfect descriptor of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was mixed with their house red sauce, their marinara, classic marinara, but sauteed onions and guanciale, which is pork chow.
And we've gone...
Cured pork chow.
We've gone on and on and on about beef cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Pork jowl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And it was...
Talk about ooey gooey meat fat goodness.
Well, it had emulsified almost to the point where it was clear at this point.
It was like ribbons.
Yeah. And you could just... You had the smoky, fatty, horsey goodness of it just dispersed throughout the pasta dish with the creamy... cheese in the coin purse. It was a triumph of a dish. Beautiful dish. Beautiful dish.
But I think that the best part was they had shaved Parmesan on top.
Yeah.
They just know what they're doing, man. They know how to finish a meal.
We both got black pepper on our dishes, and it was very good.
And I would imagine that they'd that the pork jowl was twice cooked.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that it was cooked, maybe even chilled, then sliced thin to make the ribbons.
Well,
maybe. I don't know. I've never handled that, but it's probably a technique with getting those ribbons.
And then we played marbles at the Superstars residence. I know, folks. Very he's nice. Not on tonight, but yes, the Superstars residence. And Superstar made our favorite gin.
Uncle Val.
With some simple syrup, some sort of a soda water or whatnot. And then we had a big old thing of candy that people were eating. And I got a lemon lime dum dum and I stirred my drink. Oh, that's right. A lemon lime dum dum Yeah, it was, and then we put sweet tarts in there. It was, we were,
why would you ruin a good Uncle Val's cocktail, but with a dum-dum, you dumb
it
dumb.
It made him better. So
whatever, that's right, son.
Little, you know.
Well, my Saturday night was disappointing. Went to the Crew game, and they lost, and I drank Main Street California Cab. It was not bad. It was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But my tailgate, what I brought to the tailgate was tableside. I made mozzarella, tomato, and avocado appetizer.
Oh, with what?
Salt and pepper, a little olive oil, but just did it right as we were tailgating there.
That's cool.
It was popular. I do a different technique with the avocado. I use a bread knife. And I slice straight through the skin, really thin, keeps the avocado together.
Uh-huh.
And when you hit the nut, it pops right out. It does. When you hit the nut.
What?
When you hit the nut.
Don't make it dirty. It pops right out.
You're the one who laughed.
It pops right out.
On another note, we want to take Henry to a Crew game.
Yeah.
There's not an afternoon or before 8 o'clock game until September.
Well, there was an early season one.
Yeah, but just gotta like, let
him,
that.
You just got to let him roll late one night. He's old enough. He can handle it.
He and I will go.
Yeah, you're going to go in September.
Okay. Well, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the... Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault?
I know the Unlicensed does.
Well, that's great. Do you know how you can get that done? Do you know the one way the world can find out about the Wine Vault?
What way is that, Rob?
Giving us a review on iTunes. So, take the time. Give us that 5-star or whatever. Let us know. Let the world know that you love the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So we're going to provide a numerical score, well, a few numerical scores.
Multiple scores.
Mm-hmm. To the 2017 Etowah Pinot Noir from somewhere in Oregon.
Or as Becky prefers to call it.
Eloyuan.
Eloyuan, yes.
You know, you delivered that almost like my computer voice thing.
Eloyuan.
Fantastic.
Eloyuan.
Or like I'm legit about it. Like I know that.
You are legit about it. Let's be honest.
Knowing how this tastes, knowing that this guy is probably a D-bag.
I don't know. Maybe we love him.
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
I think... Yes. I don't want to go into it. I just think that he looks like a total loser who thinks he's amazing.
I think he probably spikes girls' drinks at bars.
And he's someone that says something stupid.
Yeah.
And because he's so loaded, people act like what he said was deep and insightful.
And he probably wears flat-billed hats.
What if he...
No, he looks like he has like a coiffed hairdo. I don't think he covers it up.
Volunteers teaching English as a second language classes at the local library. And you don't know about it.
No way he does that without mentioning it.
You know what? He should take his talents to China. So,
dang, that's a good place to teach English.
I hear that. Yeah, it's really in Beijing, maybe. So, we're going to start off with the triple B.
Okay, what scores am I giving?
You're going to give your scores, ones in your heart. The Olympic score, okay?
Okay.
And then the, we'll just call it the...
Red blend score.
The coiffed haircut score.
Okay.
What? Yes. I need some parameters on the coiffed haircut
score. It's like, hey, man. It's cool, man.
I thought we were going to give scores like it's not really Pinot, it's a red blend.
Red blend. That's the red blend score.
With coiffed hair.
The longer that we're drinking this, the less I like it.
The more I like it. But suppose
the oak is coming out. I'm not a fan.
I need a faux hawk. Then I'll feel I'll like it.
Yeah, you need more.
Yeah,
your
that's
hair
what you
isn't
need.
Long enough. His hair is like 2 inches longer than yours, and he's got it kind of waved.
He
back.
Sounds like a fucking hippie. So go ahead.
Not a hippie, loser.
Damn, triple B being harsh.
If I am giving this a Pinot score,
yes.
It doesn't look like a Pinot. It doesn't smell like a Pinot. No. It doesn't taste like a Pinot. No. So I'm going to give it an 80. Not recommend trending downwards.
Wow.
And if I'm giving it a red blend score.
An 80?
Okay.
Oh, that was harsh.
Well, because it's.
Do what you do.
Has zero varietal characteristics.
True. She's got a point.
The other thing that so.
Pinots are red. This is red.
Not true. It's black.
Yeah, this is denser than a Pinot.
Red-ish.
You can't.
The cap is red.
You mean purple?
That's true. It does say Pinot on the label, so that's why I didn't give it in the 70s. So.
Tastes that bad.
Then the red blend score, I would give it like an 84. Because you can tell it's a red wine. The oak is not good. There's no other flavors in it that I can taste. I'm not even getting like a menthol from the oak. To me, it's a flat wine, not good.
Delicioso.
And I also want to say I appreciate the people of Oregon for standing up to this guy. Because making wine like this, I wouldn't want people to think this is what Willamette Pinot tasted like. I get it.
Or maybe you want this to
I'm going to pair it after that. I was voicing my defense of this gentleman and his right to do things within the American way, which is to be a little bit deceitful.
How Trumpian of you.
Well, let's face it. We don't have a strict regulation on... Well,
apparently we do because he got his ass kicked.
But has he removed any of... his wine from the table? Has he? No. Did he lose his license to produce wine in Oregon?
No. But he was castrated. So go ahead.
Well, I knew that happened much earlier in life.
Yes. Go ahead. He's a gelding.
I'm going to... So on the Pinot scale...
Yeah. Don't be stupid.
Becky's, is my score stupid?
Yes.
Becky's right. It has no Pinot variety to it whatsoever. It is a drinker. So it does get bumped up for that, even on the Pinot scale. But it only gets an 85 of my points.
For
on
Pinot?
A red blend, I would give it an 87.
Wow.
But it's not a red blend, allegedly.
Those are better scores.
Have you tasted it since our break?
Yeah.
Right.
And... Now
I do think it has a flaw in that there is a little bit of sour oak to the oak.
See, I just get all that fruit just overpowers it for me, which is good and bad, I guess.
Yeah.
So it has flaws that erase the worst flaws for me. But nevertheless, we'll start off with the Olympic scale. This is not Pinot. And it's almost to the point where you can't tell it's Pinot. You can tell sometimes that it pumped up Pinot. You're like, oh, okay, that's just a pumped up Pinot, but I know it's Pinot. This, on certain sips, and as you keep going along, you start losing that because it doesn't taste like Pinot.
It just doesn't.
It doesn't. It doesn't look like Pinot. It doesn't smell like Pinot. It's not really Pinot. I wouldn't go 85. I'm going to go 84 of my points on the Pinot scale.
I guessed, just based off your facial expressions, at the beginning, I guessed 83.
No, 84.
That was pretty close, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm really with you. I think I marked it up to 85 simply because of the drinkability. It really is easy to drink. It's just annoying to me. I don't care for it, and I don't recommend it.
Let me finish.
I want to debate your scores. If we say an 85 is normal varietal character.
I didn't give him an 85.
I know. And then we go up a point for layers and complexity.
Yes.
Then how can you go 1 point below when it doesn't look, taste, or smell like a Pinot?
That's what
an 85 is. Bad men.
To me, you should go minus a point every time.
Well, that would be your version. However, on my master class, you would understand why you're incorrect.
You all are being very favorable to this, and I think that is misleading. It is not good.
You just realized you're the Russian judge, and you feel a little
I commend
stupid.
You for sticking with your 80.
which is ridiculous.
I know. I'm like, I want to give it a 70 to balance out your all score.
Go ahead. I just can.
There's some venom in the room. What's it, what?
Venom?
Venom.
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 Let me finish. Can I finish with my scores?
Also, what, your what? Face is getting really red.
Oh, sulfide-ish.
This is sulfide-ish, yes.
So what are you going with your coiffure score?
I would fucking tell you if you would let me fucking talk.
I can't because you are both wrong.
Quit being snarky. Anyway. My drink, my red wine, nondescript drinking blend. I think always the mark of a wine in that regard is there any wine left in the decanter, Scott?
No.
Is there any wine left in your glass, Scott?
No, but that's simply because you took the Christian pour on the last of it and went, oh, I'm sorry.
It's what?
That's because it's tasty.
That's, what?
And I provided 88. Of my red wine drinking point.
It's because you all have both had two glasses and it's boozy and you're drunk.
Damn
it. I didn't even make it through my first glass. It's not good.
You keep running your mouth, I'll give it a 90.
Ugh, it is.
Oh, have some scruples, son.
And with that, it is in the hall of. No, it is. It's not recommended.
It's, which is the weirdest thing because it really. You don't care for it. I get it back. But it does have a drinkability.
You guys
to
are
it.
Gonna get this, Scott. You're gonna get this randomly on vacation.
Oh, Scott's gonna buy this. Say, he's gonna buy it.
Oh my
yes,
god!
Yes, you are.
It was so bad. Remember that wine that we had, Louin?
But I'll be honest. If it's I delicious. Was out to dinner somewhere,
you better not buy it.
It but and there was nothing else on there.
Then drink a water.
Scott, what else would be on there that would stop you? What would you buy? After this, OZ,
Red Diamond,
oh, I know it's delicious.
Black Mountain, any of that crap that Steve had on the menu. On
I
this,
would drink like, a Miller Lite you know, over this.
Red Diamond.
Red Diamond.
Oh, you're just being negative.
I mean,
you have to have some perspective.
I would drink a water.
But I wouldn't
you're
pay.
Channeling the
I wouldn't pay $13 a glass pour for it either.
No, I wouldn't.
This
delicious.
Would be easily $45 at a restaurant.
Good.
They you would pay $45 for this?
Scott would, yeah.
No.
Scott would.
Oh, no, I wouldn't buy this by the bottle, but where the glass pour was, yeah. If it was $9 and there was nothing else and I wanted a glass of wine, it's drinkable.
Can you understand, though? I don't take those two scores and divide by two and get my final score. This is an 84. Yeah. But.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah. Would you like me to give it a higher score?
Cause I can be nice.
I am being
Stomp
nice.
It. Allow Becky her snarkydom. It's kind of nice that you've got that in you. It's
would you like to know, though, both of us have the same spread between the two scores, 4 points? That's right. And I do acknowledge that it doesn't have varietal character. So
at
I
all.
Give an 84.
That, I'm so disappointed in you.
I never like said each thing is worth a point. I never said that. You just came up with that.
We have talked about that.
There's some subjectivity
multiple times.
To it. You have to have integrity like I do.
Right.
You just can't
I feel
so
like
bitter.
Whatever his name is gave you $10 million and you sold out.
No,
I feel
$10.
Like I'm not opposed to it.
But Scott, I feel like this has been just a long, slow burn practical joke on the Triple B so we could then make her the Russian judge and just do this.
Except how much wine's left in your glass?
None.
How much
except
wine's left in my glass?
None.
This was supposed to be a Mother's Day gift.
We like it. You should like it, too. It's delicious. I gave him an 88.
Yeah, well, I did bring the medicine.
She thought she was bringing Turley.
No, I didn't think you
yes,
were bringing
she
Turley.
Did.
I thought you were bringing Kimmy.
Oh. Or Turley.
Sorry. You thought Turley.
But
I
luckily, you brought Turley. A wine that we've already drank and aired. So that's good. We can, you know, we'll just do something with it.
We'll just drink it.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
I really think that you all got roofied.
Well, that dude would do it. So... For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and a very salty, bitter Russian Judge Triple B, comrade, we are going to bid you adieu. Drink some more Ilawan. And
wish,
by the way,
Becky, I wish you would do the voice.
Buy it.
You do not.
This should be in the Value Price Hall of Fame.
Except it's not value.
Well, it is. If what, how much did you pay for it?
I think I got it for 18.
Oh, man, you got to buy a case of that. So,
yeah.
We're going to see you next time. Here on the Wine Vault. Good night.